It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Ahem. Aren't you going to open the podcast for me?
All right. I mean, is that all right? We good?
You're not a gentleman. You don't appreciate the beauty of a co-host.
I just don't care.
You're not a gentleman, Ben. I don't ask for a lot. I just want you to open the podcast for me, okay?
I mean, I think I've opened the podcast for you a couple of times. I can't really remember that. It's not something I think about.
Oh my God.
Just not something I think about.
You're just all in your head. You just don't appreciate me.
I never said I didn't appreciate you.
You're a liar.
Liar. So where is this coming from now? Where is this coming from?
You're disrespectful.
Do you want me to be direct with you?
Yes.
Is that what you want?
Yes.
You want me to be direct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here, I will never open the podcast again.
What?
This is just me being direct. That's what you want.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's just what you want.
Oh my God.
So.
I can't handle a conversation.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh brother.
Oh my God. Greetings from the podcast. We are to the podcast. To our audio listeners and video visitors, we are in bed today.
That's right.
We're
getting our rest.
Our needed rest. We have our head on the pillows.
We said to ourselves, you know, did we get enough beauty sleep before the podcast? No, we didn't. So, we're going to have to lay down and rest while we podcast so we can stay beautiful.
Let's do it from bed. Why not?
Yes.
Let's try something new. Why sit up in chairs?
That's right. I'm definitely not sitting up in a chair.
Yeah.
I'm laying down fully.
Yes. And I'm definitely not lying down. I'm sitting up in a chair.
Yes, exactly.
Audio listeners so confused all the time. What's going on?
We're gonna be, you know, I think this is a dangerous slope because before long, we might decide that it's so comfortable that we just podcast in bed from now.
I don't see why we don't podcast.
It could be our thing. It could be our gimmick. Yeah. Like that one person who does those.
Yeah,
interviews.
The only interview Drake. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what we're gonna do.
That could be our gimmick.
But she sits in bed. We're gonna lie down. In bed,
yeah, with the covers over our head.
We have to take it a step further. Fully lie down.
I'm gonna have my three box fans going, and it's gonna be blackout curtains.
I'm gonna have my sleeping mask on and my night guard in.
Perfect.
Yeah.
In the first half hour of the podcast is going to open with just us reading. We're just going to be reading a book.
I'm going to get diagnosed with sleep apnea and put on my CPAP mask.
Perfect. That won't be a distraction at all.
No, not at all.
I snore a little. I hope that's not a problem.
No, not at all. It's an audio based medium, so
there
it'd be
go.
Good. If we quietly slept, it'd be confusing.
Oh,
so this is a TV show.
It is a boring one, but it's still a TV show.
So recently, Logan Paul came under fire for saying that Oppenheimer was just people talking. So I don't want to sound like Logan Paul.
You never want to sound like Logan.
You know, he said that nothing happened, you know, in Oppenheimer. People were just talking. But that is my criticism of the Ultimatum Season 2.
Yes.
They just talk.
I think Kat is the character of Oppenheimer in this particular.
Nothing happens. They don't do anything.
It's sad. It's sad.
Even on their dates, they don't.
you know, feeding their dogs wine. And I want to see them, you know, getting messy and sloppy, you know.
They don't
it's
even
silly.
They don't even go on dates and do like activities. They just sit at tables. It's so weird. There's literally no action.
Yeah. It's well, it's business time all the time. That's
it's like
what
a
it is. It's the business season.
Poorly directed play. Is how I feel about it. It's very odd.
It does feel like there's only like four setups in this show in terms of where they're at.
I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Nothing happens.
Yeah.
And the casting, these people, why did they decide to be on the show?
Why Kat?
why did you cast Kat? Why did you cast Ryan
and
James?
Again, no, like, you know, no, I do intend shade on Kat, but it's not a malicious shade. It's just that she's so normal. It's just that she's like a normal person, and fuck that, you know, like,
yeah,
I
it's like, why
normal
are you
people on my TV? Fuck off.
I know. It's like,
it's not good.
Like, we don't need this.
No, we don't need reasonable people, you know, who, you know, talk calmly and softly. No,
we don't.
We need irrational people. Who jump to conclusions, who freak out, who get upset, who drink too much.
I feel similarly about Ryan. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what's
going on?
She's just holding everything so close to the chest and being like, now I'm honest, but like in a really boring way. I've grown so much. I need you to be a better man. It's like, oh my God. Have emotions. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think maybe in some world, in some fantasy, it might be really fun to picture me and Trey together. Yeah.
But I'm betrothed, so sorry. I'm decreed by the
decree
man. I've
been promised since 16 when my father gave 6 goats to James's father.
Exactly. All right, well, let's get into this. So Roxanne and Alex, we meet Roxanne's parents.
Yeah, let the interview begin.
Yeah, definitely. We learned that you shouldn't watch TV or be on your phone when you're married.
No,
you shouldn't
never
do that. No,
never. Mm-mm.
And I've never been on my phone while watching the ultimatum,
unless it's for
either
business.
Yes,
which is, you know, that's their whole life basically.
Yes, all business. Oh,
unless you're
learned
bringing in the bread, forget it.
We learned from one of our listeners what Roxanne's business is. It's nipple covers.
I saw that. Yes.
That's funny. I didn't see that
pasties
coming.
Pasties.
Yeah, pasties. I like that.
Yeah.
2,000 hours a week for nipple covers. That's that was a twist. So good for her. That was what our listener said. That's funny. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Well, I was like, what is her business? Because she was like, you know, I work with women all the time. My business is women. And I was like, okay. So it's clearly something women based. I was like, oh, nipple covers. Okay. You know, this was a pretty boring meeting. Yeah, this is where the opening the door stuff came up.
Yeah.
It came up, they asked, do you open the car door for her? Do you pull the chair out? And I was like, oh, we are definitely in the South. That is that is what you learn in cotillion.
Yeah.
I learned about when I went to school in North Carolina. I was like, they were like, yeah, like the guys from North Carolina are like, yeah, you know, when you're walking down the street, you have to be on like the street side when you're walking with a woman. And I was like, you have to do what? And they were like, you know, you have to be on the street side. We learned this in cotillion.
Is that true?
It's like a chivalrous cotillion type thing. So if like you get splashed by a car, you take the splash.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what the fuck is cotillion? You know, I was like, what is this? This plays me. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, you can open the car door your fucking self. Oh
yeah.
My God. I thought we were I'm like, wait, so every time we get out of the car.
Every single time.
I have to get out of the car walk around the car and open it for you.
Yeah.
Like we're valet parking.
Yeah. See, I don't do that with Amy. I go full speed and then she jumps out of the car and rolls on the pavement.
Oh, definitely. And then yeah. I slide over the top. I just thought that we were equals. I didn't know that I had to open the car door for you. Like I'm your chauffeur.
Yes.
You know that Roxanne rides in the back too.
Wait, did she say that?
No, but you just know that she does.
She probably does.
Yeah.
See, that's why I believed it. she definitely does. On the way to her pasty meeting.
But yeah, they do rank Alex above the other guys that they've met.
Yeah, how about that? Huh?
But I mean, compared to Antonio, like...
Seven other guys.
Yeah, but if they're seven all like, men. If they're all like Antonio...
Yeah.
It's not like a lot of competition.
Just all these video gamers.
Smoker conspiracy weed. Theorists.
Just seven Seth Rogans in a row is what she had. I liked when they asked the question, well, would you marry yourself? Would you marry yourself?
And he was like, fuck yeah.
Alex is like, I mean, if I had a few ribs, remember.
Pull a Dennis Rodman in a heartbeat. Ryan and Trey, they meet Ryan's brother and his girlfriend because her parents declined to be on the show.
Smart.
Yep, that's what happened.
Ryan's parents? I don't believe it.
They basically were just like, James doesn't put Ryan as number one. Would you guys run off together? And Trey's like, yes, let's do it right now. Ryan's like, that's nice. Trey's a nice man.
Baby, please, baby, baby, please. I need you. I need you in my life.
He's a nice.
Let's run away together.
Trey's nice. I like Trey.
Okay. Babe, please, we can go right now. I have money. Let's leave.
That's nice.
I know you hate James. I know you love me. Come with me.
Maybe next time. Okay.
And then the sister-in-law's like, I got the chill bumps. I got all those chill bumps all over my body.
I almost spit out my cheer wine. Oh, my God.
They say it's a skin disease, but I don't know. I think it's just the chill bumps.
Well, we finally get to guys' night, and I'm like, oh, here we go. It's going to be a dirty rowdy central. Time. No one's even fucking drinking. What is this?
They should have been going to the yard house, been getting those yard long beers. You know, that's what they should have been doing.
I don't know what the fuck to do with these people anymore. But you
it's
know,
disappointing.
I liked how all the guys were like, it's not about relationships. It's not about the women in our lives. It's about ourselves. Men.
Yeah.
Men. It's about us, baby. It's not about those women. It's about us. That's what it's always been about.
Yes. Finally, they're self-aware. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trey and James, you know, they talk about Ryan and how she's open with Trey, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And then James is like, well, she opens up with me the most.
Yeah.
More than you. Probably three times the amount as you.
The James and Raya stuff is funny, though. James is like, Raya wants to fuck me. And Trey's like, no, she called me and said that you think she wants to fuck me, yeah. But she doesn't.
And that's definitely is what's happening, I think.
No. I think both Trey and Raya would have sex with James and Ryan to get out of their relationship.
Yes.
That's my conspiracy. That's my conspiracy theory. Because they don't want to be with each other.
They don't.
I think that they would
this
totally
has been a long time coming,
just to,
I think.
Just to get out of it.
Yeah. And we'll get to it eventually, but I was surprised that Raya was, like, so hurt by it all. By everything
that's
happened.
That's because she was disappointed that she didn't get anything. she didn't even get a handhold after a while.
Yeah. She didn't even get to slap that big old butt.
Yeah, she got nothing.
Not even once.
the ladies are like, we're supposed to forget about our exes. This is where we learned that apparently Antonio is into YouTube conspiracy videos,
I love it.
Makes a lot of sense based on what happens later on.
Yes. Oh, huge.
I like how Roxanne is like, I fucking hate this. And Kat's like, I think it's sweet that he gets excited and wants to share. Like, he's like 2 years old. I think it's great that he's into QAnon. I think it's really endearing. When he went to the January 6th.
It's just nice to see him passionate about something. You know, he doesn't show a lot of energy, emotion, passion about anything. So when I see him taping up yarn all over our walls and connecting the dots with all these theories, it's just nice to see. You know, it's just really nice.
When he went to the Capitol on January 6th because Q told him to, I just thought that that was great because, you know, he took the initiative.
He rarely ever takes that kind of initiative. He doesn't buy plane tickets. He doesn't go on planes. He doesn't go anywhere. I was happy that he got to see the city.
Yeah. Roxanne is like, me and Alex talk about business and just like business shit. And it's all business. And we just like fucking love business. And, you know, like, I'm open to hooking up and like we would sleep together. And like he's open and like we would hook up. But like they've never hooked up.
It's wild.
It's all bluster. It's all bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
We get back to guys' night. Yeah. Alex is basically just like, Roxanne is annoying, but like I hold her accountable. And Antonio is like, how? And Alex is like, I help her be less emotional in her work emails. And Antonio is like, you're not being specific. It seems like you're lying. And can you like be more specific? And Alex can't. And I actually think that Alex is lying.
Yeah, I don't know. This was a weird conversation.
Because we kind of learned that Alex is a bit of a liar.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit of a white liar. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're more like small fibs to keep the peace, I feel like.
Kind of, but he's also a dick.
Yeah. But I love it.
No, I do. I do.
Thank God somebody is.
Antonio admits that he's one of the most selfish people to have ever walked the earth.
Wow. So, like, worse than
Roxanne?
he's right up there with like Hitler and those guys then, right? Like, if he's one of the worst,
yeah,
if he's one of the most selfish.
Yeah, I like how Alex is like, you should be sleeping in the same bed as Kat, okay? Please sleep in the same bed as Kat. Please take her away from me. Please. Please,
please, fuck my girlfriend.
Please.
See if you can get something out of her, anything.
Yes. Ryan asks Raya if she could ever see herself with James, and Raya is just like, no, that ass is too fat. It makes me feel insecure about my own ass. It would never work.
Yeah.
Too much junk in the trunk.
He's going to steal my job.
Yeah.
I can't have that.
Raya asks Ryan if she's going to run away with Trey. And Ryan's like, he's a great guy, but he's in love with you. And I've always wanted to be sure. And I'm like, wow, this show really leaves a lot of mystery. I'm really curious.
Yeah.
So we know that none of the new couples are going to end up together.
Nope.
That's none great. The premise of the show is really working.
It's really working great. I think it's going to go the distance, this show.
James and Trey talk.
I like this shot, by the way, with them sitting on two different couches.
Yeah.
The producers should have forced them to sit on each other's lap. Well,
James' ass takes up a whole couch. What did you expect them to do?
Oh,
the whole time they're always talking about how like James like needed this process to like talk to Raya, to like open up to people, and like maybe this trial marriage will open up to Ryan and this whole thing. He wants to like tell Ryan his traumas before they get married, you know, and yeah. Trey is like, embrace this process, like this will help you. And I'm like, wouldn't therapy be better?
Yeah. Have we ever thought about counseling? That? I don't know.
Anyone? Anyone think about this? Might just be a good idea.
Oh.
I'm just hearing a lot of signs that it would be good. I know I'm not a licensed medical professional, but based on what you're saying,
yeah,
might
let's
I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying it sounds like a good idea.
I think he should book a session with Kat as soon as possible.
Yeah, just talk to Kat. Even if you don't want to go to therapy, talk to Kat. We know that she works in a hospital.
She listens.
I don't know what her job is, you know.
She listens, you know. She'll figure out what's wrong with you, I think, you know. It's great.
Yeah. They talk about this whole priority thing about how James needs to make Ryan his priority. Okay. Do it, James. Okay.
Trey really seems to think that Ryan is going to say no at the end to James if James proposes.
He's trying to
I think this is wishful thinking.
On yeah.
Part. I think Ryan is definitely going to say yes.
Yeah. She's betrothed. Yeah.
She's betrothed.
Roxanne asks Kat if she's nervous about her and Alex. Kat says she was. Roxanne's like, oh my God, just like Antonio's jealous. That's so cute. Oh my God. You're such losers. Yes. Roxanne says if Alex could change, he would be amazing. Like if he did every little thing that I wanted him to.
Yeah.
That would be, he would be perfect.
Yes. If he could like. If I could get like a leash for him and he could crawl around on all fours all the time, I think that would be perfect for our relationship.
Yes.
Yes.
He doesn't embrace the beauty of a woman and he's not a gentleman is a big complaint that
he's a scoundrel is what it sounds like.
She also thinks that Alex should stay awake for Kat when she gets home from work. But Kat, now I'm not sure what she does in the healthcare system. I haven't looked this up.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, you know, like in the healthcare system, she works the schedule that nurses work, which is typically a 7 to 7. I don't know what Kat does, a 7 to 7 shift. So she's either coming home, like leaving work, you know, typically sometime after 7 p.m. Yes. Or 7 a.m.
Yes. And it sounds like it varies too.
Yeah. If she's working the nighttime or the daytime shift.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But even if it wasn't, like, should he have to wake up at 2 in the morning because she's coming home while she's driving home? I don't necessarily think so.
He shouldn't be sleeping at all, ever.
Yeah.
He should be awake 24/7.
Well, he should have burgers ready and get ready to go to the park.
Oh, yeah. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Well, when wherever she is when she gets off work, he should be there to open the car door for her.
I said sunset and burgers, not sunrise and burgers, Alex.
She also brings up lying and stuff like that. She's like, he's a liar. You shouldn't be dating him.
His pants are literally on fire, honey. Get away. Run away.
We get to guys' night again, and Antonio asks Alex what his parents think of Roxanne. Alex is like, my parents thought she was cool, but like doesn't really answer the question. He's like, she was cool. Yeah. They thought she was all right. Antonio says, are you here to continue with Roxanne or leave with Kat or go by yourself? And Alex says, none of the above. And he's not answering questions yet. He's doing his Alex thing.
Yes. Boring, but I'm glad Antonio finally pushes him to the edge.
Antonio does, and Alex finally says, Roxanne is mean. I feel like you are her whipping boy. She doesn't respect you. And Alex basically tells him what Roxanne has been saying about him, but Antonio does not believe him at all. Not a lick. There's
nope, not
it is amazing. He's like, I've had a lot of guys try to take Roxanne from me. Nice try. This is a conspiracy. He starts doing his conspiracy theory thing.
Yep. I've amazing. Thwarted you again.
I thwarted you again. You're tainting the water supply, Alex. I know who you are. You're Illuminati.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
Yes. Alex was like, talk shit to my face right now. Do it. Be more direct. And Alex is like, I can't be more direct. She doesn't. I told you everything she said. She doesn't respect you.
I already told you you're pathetic, you're a loser. Literally everybody says it. Even the bartender's been saying it tonight.
You're paranoid. You didn't
even buy one single drink. You're taking up space in the bar. Nobody likes you.
Yes. So that's the end of episode 5. But episode 6, we do start to get, you know, more drama, which is fun.
Yeah,
I enjoy the drama, but I also really like the start of episode 6 because we get another moth song, and we love moth songs here. Oh. Here we go. I'll draw you in like a moth to a flame. Reckless abandon is my middle name. More
like a moth to a flame.
Moths flying into lights, into flames. We're just getting a lot of that recently.
I didn't know that moths were all about flames. So that's I'm learning.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought they were just into clothing and eating clothes. Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like clothes and just
the Miller moths. They you know they like to get in your clothes. They like to hang on your ceilings, things like yeah. that. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. So Antonio and Kat, they talk, and Antonio's like, I'm fuming. So, you know, Kat has him lie down on the couch, takes out her notepad and her pen, puts a cigar in her mouth.
I wish she yes. had.
Antonio gives her the whole rundown, and Kat's just like, I see. Mm-hmm. 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 Tell me more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now tell me about your father.
Yes. Well, Kat actually brings up Alex's parents, Ben.
Yeah.
Says that Alex's mom texted her and said Roxanne clearly doesn't like Antonio.
Yeah.
And that she was too busy to end it with him. Antonio was like, I don't believe it. 5G sent it to her. Whoever invented 5G did it.
Yeah, it was a 5G thing.
It's a 5G thing. Alex is a liar and his parents are fucking 5G thing.
The CIA did this.
The CIA did it. His parents are the CIA. 5G.
He's calling it TextGate already.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even at this point. I don't even know if Alex's mom is real. I don't even know if she's a real person.
I've never seen her. Have you seen her? I haven't seen her. Yeah, it's like I've seen her. It's like, no, you haven't. You've never seen anything in your life. You've never really opened up your eyes. Kat tells Antonio and Roxanne, tells Antonio that Roxanne said that she just complained about dumb stuff at Guy's Night about Alex, like how she doesn't open the car door. Kat is like, I can't really tell what's going on with Alex and Roxanne. They're being weird. Like, they're being cagey. Like, I don't know what they're doing. And I'm like, that's fair. She was being very weird.
Oh, very weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, should we not have given ultimatums? This is weird. And I'm like, I don't know. You guys should have just broken up with your significant. Actually, I don't know. I think Antonio and Roxanne are kind of perfect for each other.
They might be.
Yes.
I mean, on a maturity level, you know.
Yes.
I think that's definitely the case. I don't know if she's ever going to find the businessman she wants.
She doesn't want a businessman. She wants somebody that she can, like, walk all over. She doesn't want somebody to check her.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe she should just hire Antonio to be like her personal, you know, assistant.
People like sometimes people who are too similar don't work. Like two type A personalities isn't always the best.
Yeah,
it's not. That's why Alex and Kat are kind of like good too, because he probably doesn't want to be with somebody that's too similar to him because he likes being, you know, the type A person.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be with somebody who's going to be like, you know, you're kind of a douche. You know, like he doesn't like want to be called out on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kat doesn't want to call him out on it too much, so she doesn't really care.
No. She just listens to him being a douche.
Yes.
That's all.
Antonio calls Roxanne and calls him a shitbag.
Like,
wow.
Don't call him a shitbag. He's not a shitbag.
He's not a shitbag. Don't call him a shitbag. He's not.
It's the first time we've heard Kat say more than a few words at a time, I think.
He's not a shitbag. He's a shithead. A shithead.
He's a shit stick, okay? Don't say bag.
He's a fuckwad.
Alex isn't real. He's not even. Who's seen him before? He's not even real.
And then Antonio runs to Roxanne like in a rom-com.
It's amazing. Oh,
it's beautiful.
I love that. I love that.
Yes.
So dramatic, and I love it. Thank you, Antonio, for being you.
Alex is like, Alex and Roxanne talk. Alex is like, I had a fun night. It was just a fun, fun night. Nothing eventful happened. Me and the guys deciding that we are the most important people on planet Earth. It's a pretty normal night for me. Nothing new. Nothing new here.
And we met the whole Carolina Panthers football team there, which was really cool. Crazy. We like took pictures with them and everything, and that was cool. I can't show you the pictures, don't ask for them. But like we did a lot of cool things. Then we went into a Ferrari afterwards and we went like 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It was really great.
All good stuff. Roxanne, she just calls them out. She's like, You told Antonio verbatim that I disrespect him. When have I ever done that? And Alex is like, you always disrespect him. And she's like, but verbatim, did I ever say the words disrespect
or whipping boy?
Did I say the words whipping boy? And he's like, no, I did. I said the words. I said it.
It's obvious.
Yeah, you don't like
it. You don't even try and hide it. This is so confusing to me right now.
She's like, don't put words in my mouth. He's like, I didn't. I just said that you don't like him.
She doesn't understand the difference, I don't think.
Yeah, I know.
I may have said he was a lazy piece of shit that doesn't do anything and that he's such a fucking idiot and he's so beneath me, but I never said that I disrespect him. Never. I never fucking said that. And I never used the word whipping boy. I said whipping bitch, okay?
Roxanne is like, do you think Kat thinks you're the best guy in the world? And he's like, well, I know she doesn't think that I'm a shitbag, okay? And that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I'm not a shitbag to her.
It's a good response.
Yes. Roxanne says, I thought this was a safe space to shit on our exes. I thought we could just shit all over them. Why can't we do that?
Why isn't this a safe space to just drag those people in the mud on national TV?
Yeah, nobody was ever going to hear this. This was a safe space for our exes to be shit on. They were never going to know.
Literally nobody could possibly know after this. But now, because you did this, everyone's going
to know. Now Netflix is going to release the tape because you broke the code.
Yes.
It's fucked up.
Oh my God, I can't handle a conversation.
Oh my God.
She does point out that Alex is fake, which I do heartily agree with.
I think, yes. Yes. I think he's extremely filtered on this show. I think he filters everything he says.
I think he's like that in real life too. I think that
it could be.
He's a salesman.
You think he's KG?
He's bullshit. Yeah, he's one of those guys who doesn't give his opinions on things. You ask him if he likes
it. I guess Kat does talk about that later in this episode, sure, about how Alex doesn't open up a lot.
Yeah.
That she apparently does open up a lot to him. You know, not that we've seen anything from Kat of that.
Yeah, I bet they're both KG in their own way.
Yeah.
What I learned from this is that Roxanne and Alex, I already knew this, Roxanne and Alex both really suck. I was like, I both really don't like these, like, they're, I really don't like this. Not really.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. And then just more stuff about, like, the car door and the groceries and not being a gentleman. And he's like, I took out the trash, okay? The most gentlemanly thing you can do.
There was a puddle outside, and you didn't lay face down in the puddle for me to walk on top of your back to go over the puddle.
So yes.
That was messed up.
And he says that a mature, respectable woman would know that he's not going to help her with the groceries. If only Roxanne would be mature and respectable and just do her womanly work, then everything would have worked out better. Do your womanly work for King Alex.
Yeah. I mean, she could, you know, did she ask him to do the groceries with her?
Yeah, I don't know, but the way he phrased a mature, respectable woman would do the groceries is like, that's pretty like, no, be that domestic.
Was that was gross.
Be domestic.
Yeah.
He's like, he's like, that's not my job. I took out the trash, the chore that we do.
Boys do.
Boys do the chore, women do everything else.
I mowed the patch of grass outside of our condos.
Yes.
And then the custodian guy got mad at me because that's his job. And I don't know.
I hired the guy to fix the car.
He probably hired Postmates to take out the trash too, didn't he?
Yes.
Something like that.
Ryan and Trey, they just discuss their significant others and they realize they could potentially lose them, blah blah blah, or their significant others realize they could lose them, whatever, who cares. Raya and James, Raya is like, how was your night? And James is like, this discussion is too intimate for me, talking is way too intimate for me, that feels like cheating, we can't talk.
I mean, even just the fact that I'm looking at you right now is like, it's not good.
He covers his eyes.
I'm fully erect just the second you walked into the room with me. So this is incredibly inappropriate.
Antonio makes his way to Roxanne's. He's like, Alex is in the Illuminati and makes chemtrails and is poisoning the water supply. We gotta get out of here. I have a bunker with 30 years of supplies. It'll lock us in. Please. We gotta go. Please. And she's like, but I'm open to the experience. And he's like, okay, baby, I love you. But then we gotta go. He's a lizard person, babe. A lizard.
This show isn't even real, babe. These producers, they're all from Hollywood. They're Pizzagate people. I'm telling you.
We're being Truman Show. Don't you see it? I read about this on Truth Social. Come on. We get to the trial marriage final day. Raya and James. Raya is like, you didn't talk to me last night. And I get it because you were so erect. But also, you didn't talk to me the whole week. Were you really erect the whole week? You should have had this checked out. I would have taken you to the hospital.
Your big butt takes up 3/4 of the bed. I can't get any sleep. I keep falling off the bed.
And he's just like, I'm sorry. And
he's a good apologizer. Like every time he's, I am very sorry. This was wrong of me.
He sucks. This guy sucks. Why was he on TV? Oh my God. Him and Ryan. I'm like, shut up.
Did you catch the part where he goes, I have secrets, Raya. And they're secrets that I haven't told anyone.
And she's like, you can tell me. And he's like, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. And I'm like, why are we watching this?
Why? Why?
It's like Chekhov's gun. It's like, but like no interesting significance.
Yeah. I think it's butt implants. What do you think?
I do too. There's no way that ass is real, dude. There's You're no right. Way. That's the real conspiracy.
That's not theory. All his. There's no way.
He got a fucking BBL, dude. That is ridiculous. That's the real conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
That's what's driving Antonio mad. Dead ass.
Dead ass. Hell yeah.
All right. Trey and Ryan. Trey's going to miss Blanche, that adorable puppy. Trey's like, can we be friends afterwards? And Ryan's like,
I guess that depends if my betrothed proposes like he's supposed to.
I don't declare. No. I mean, pass.
I think it's going to be real lovely for us to send each other Christmas cards every year. I know.
He is so down bad, dude. Oh, my God.
He wants it bad. Yeah.
He's so down bad.
My God.
Why don't we get to see the Sock and Bopper fight?
Oh, my God. I wanted it so bad.
Is there a clause that we can't see any action just talking? They even take out Sock and Boppers, but they don't do a Sock and Bopper fight.
I know.
What is happening?
It's crazy.
It's supposed to be more fun than a pillow fight, and we don't even see it.
I mean, if Cole were there, you know, from Love is Blind, he'd have just socked Ryan right in the face right away.
He wouldn't have even had the Sock and Boppers. He would have... He would be like, yeah! No,
I think you're thinking of Matt.
Cole would have been like, why isn't that fun? Why isn't this fun? Why aren't you fun? We're just sparring.
It's literally just a toy. I can't hurt you.
I know.
Even though you're bleeding and you're on the ground. It's fun. It's a toy. It's fun.
Why can't you be my fun wife? Why can't you be fun, Ryan? Everything should go my way. I'm Cole.
And then she gets him this photo album for them. She's like, this is
that's what we want to watch. People putting photos in albums. That's fun.
Yes. She's like, this is when you told me how much you loved me. And I said, that's nice. And then this is when you said, baby, let's run away together. And I said, oh, that's sweet, but no.
All of the photos were him trying to give her a kiss and her like pushing him away. It's very weird. Roxanne and Alex, you know, I wasn't sure what was going on in the scene. There was a lot going on, but luckily the music let me know what was happening. Oh,
okay.
Oh, he's packing up. They're packing their bags. Oh, thank you.
I get it.
Packing their bags song. Now we understand.
I was confused, but yeah.
Well, you know, Roxanne looked a lot better. And, you know, apologizing isn't easy for everyone. And she's like, I'm sorry the way I behaved. I didn't like the way that I was, blah, blah, blah.
Now, but it was just one of those apologies that came with a, now what do you have to say?
Yeah, but he should have apologized.
He should have.
And she only said that when he was clearly not going to apologize.
Yeah. And I, you know what? I think he's a baller for not apologizing.
He's just such a dick. Oh my God.
I love it.
I mean, for entertainment value, amazing, but I was like,
yes. No, he's a huge asshole. But
he thinks so highly of himself.
I laughed so loud. I was like, no, I don't have anything.
I like how he's like, no, I was thinking very clearly. I think things were a little sharp, but I'm very sharp.
People keep telling me to be direct. So here I am being
here
direct.
I am. I said nothing wrong. You're just an idiot. Yeah. So there we go. I sold my business. I can tell people whatever I want.
I think at this point he's
just a businessman.
I think at this point he's just actively trolling because he's
that's what it feels like. It feels like he's like embracing being on reality TV.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's why I'm like, I don't hate Alex that much. He's
such a dick.
He's such a dick, but he's like, he's trolling these people. He really.
Kat and Antonio. Apparently Antonio didn't sleep there last night and took all his clothes out, and she's like, I don't know what happened. But even though it's like
he went to his bunker, I think, for a little bit.
Yeah, it was like the last day.
Yeah, he couldn't wait like six more hours.
Dude. No. He comes back and he says he's gotten
six. Do you know what 6 hours is to the CIA?
Yeah, I know. To the apocalypse. He says he's gotten everything he can out of the trial marriage, but he's still in it for the experience. She's like, you know, you kind of did like owe me a little, even though you don't think you owe anything. And he's like, I helped you. I was like a really good, I paid you. And she's like, no, you didn't pay me shit. In thanks.
I tried to warn you. I tried to warn you about what exists and what doesn't exist and who's coming after us. And you can be in my bunker anytime you want, Kat. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, you know, you think that Alex is trying to like steal Roxanne, but he's not. You kind of made that up in your head. And Tony's like, it's real. And at a changeover, we're all going to get to say what we want to say, and the truth will be revealed.
Did you think it was interesting that he was wearing that he was wearing a hazmat suit during this whole game?
Yeah, every time that Kat tried to get close to him, he'd poke her with a prod, dude. Like, get away.
So dumb.
Vanessa is back, which was amazing.
Yeah.
We received a comment from a listener that when she came back, it might have been around the time of the Love is Blind, the conspiracy theorized.
Oh, uh-huh.
That it might have been around the time of the Love is Blind reunion. Based on the way she was acting. And I thought maybe she sounds a little like, you know, because of all the bad press she got. She sounds a little robotic opening up. Here, listen to this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You all came here talking about getting married. You all gave an ultimatum to your partner. And you brought them here and you exposed them to another relationship where that person seems like the grass is greener.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back.
Maybe she was still in character for NCIS.
Yeah, that does sound very NCIS. I am swimming and ready to shoot gun at criminal. Hopping on surfboard, shooting with gun. I don't know, that's what they do, right?
You know, Vanessa does dig deep, though, in this scene. She does. She goes for it.
She does. She makes it all about her. She has to.
Yeah. It's hard not to.
She did sound a little stiff starting out, though. She did sound a little...
Yeah, yeah.
She's been through a lot. People attack her for being, phenomenal. Ryan and Trey, you know, they're like, we're amazing together, unlike our previous partners who were trying to make jealous. At least, you know, Trey wants to leave. Ryan doesn't. Trey does say that he has feelings for Ryan, and Raya's foot is like shaking. She's trembling.
Yeah,
she's having.
They say they had no fights the whole time, and we're like, "Yeah, we know. You didn't use the rocket bombers.
Didn't even fucking talk at all." I think Raya's foot is shaking because she's having blue cheese withdrawal. She needs that shit.
Absolutely.
James says it hurts to hear that Ryan likes Trey, but he's not mad because he knows that she's not in love with him. Because it's very clear.
Yeah. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah. And Raya's like pissed. She was pissed and hurt, which is fair because Trey's like, I'm in love with Ryan.
God. Good Lord.
Yes. And this is when Vanessa starts crying and says that they learn things about them, that her and Nick have learned things about themselves through therapy sessions.
So they have been talking to Kat then during
that. Yes, but I think it's funny that they're like, the only way we learn things about each other is through therapy. So you guys should continue to go on reality shows. That's the best way to learn things about yourselves and each other as couples.
Yeah.
Through reality shows, not therapy.
Yeah.
It only works for me and Nick, not you. The reality shows are the best, are the real therapy. Antonio says he came on the show to be a man for Roxanne, to learn to be a man.
Yeah.
So he's into like Andrew Tate too. He's into like, you know, different kinds of great internet content.
He drove a monster truck over to the
party. Yeah. He took the red pill. He's really cool. Roxanne says she didn't find what she needed from Alex. He wasn't understanding or relatable, and he didn't give effort when he needed. He said, sounds about right, because you never gave it a chance. She says, I really don't appreciate you as a person, friend, or husband. Ooh, burn. Ooh, sassy.
What about business partner?
Well, but yeah, maybe business partner she would, which I think is the most important. Antonio brings up the whole, like, you told me Roxanne doesn't respect me, it hurt. Alex is like, I would do it again.
that was incredible.
He's like, it wouldn't stir the pot so much if it wasn't true, would it? And Kat is like, where would he make this up from? You know, like, it's true. And Roxanne
Alex is like, yeah, I'd do it again. That look on your face is just, like, so sick. He's like, you were so fucking mad. You were so mad.
My favorite line from Roxanne is, I respect him like a motherfucker. I respect him like a motherfucker. I'm going to fucking shoot you in your fucking head. In your fucking lucky head, I'm going to fucking shoot you. In your fucking lucky head with me fucking guns. If you don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to make you me fucking whipping bitch. Roxanne is like, did I say word for word that I don't respect Antonio? And Alex is like, it's my opinion. Like, she can't get the word for word thing separated.
Yeah, she can't get off of it. He even says that too. He's like, you keep getting like tied up in these semantics with this, you know?
Yeah, I know.
He's like, it's my opinion.
Nick is like, it seems like a lot of lessons were learned. You know, it seems like you guys learned a lot. And then he explains the premise of the show, which is good because I totally forgot it. I needed to learn it again, even though the show is, you know, a binge watch released all at once.
Yeah.
So second trial marriages begin and we get Raya and Trey. And she's very upset, you know, her trial marriage sucked, and she wants to be with him 10 times more than she ever has, because James and Trey are the only guys in the entire world, they're her only options, and she has to get married to one of them in 3 weeks.
It's her blue cheese and ranch dressing.
Yes.
That's what it is.
She says she can't even look at him. I mean, she's doing to Trey what James did to her.
Yeah. Can't even be in the same room.
Wow. So we're going to have to see what happens with them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the second episode was better, but I mean...
These two episodes were better than the last four.
Kissing.
But yeah, we had nothing.
And the trial marriage couples are nothing's going to come of them.
They should make it a requirement on the ultimatum starting next season. Full swap, sex, all of it.
Why was there no spin the bottle? No, the ladies' night, they didn't talk about the guys getting boners or anything. Remember last season, it was like, oh, yeah, we see the guys, they get boners. It's like, did none of the guys pop boners? What happened?
James was popping ass, but not boners.
I think all the guys taped their boners down.
They might have, yeah.
It's just very.
They might have worn confusing. Some sort of, you know, tight girdle or something to keep it tucked in.
Yeah,
you know?
They'll wear dance belts. It's preposterous.
Yep. Those aren't Audi belly buttons that are on the shirt. Something else.
Oh man. What a show though. I'm excited when we get back in the next couple of days to recap episodes 7 and 8 and yeah. then the finale coming yeah. up.
You know what I'm excited for? Just for this all to be over. Just this whole show. I'm excited for Love is Blind to start.
Let's yes. Yes. After the altar.
They got coming things up. To work on with this show. It is, and I believe this is how we ended talking about season one as well. We were like, they've got a lot of work to do when it comes to casting and when it comes to a lot of things. They got some kinks they got to work out. But this has somehow been a worse season than season one.
Yeah, season one had a good cast.
Yeah. Yep.
This is
rough. This but is rough. I keep hearing everybody keeps messaging us saying Ultimatum Queer Love much more entertaining.
Yeah, well, I mean, better. From the so first we watched the first episode, the cast was really
cast was insane. It was awesome. I loved it. We're gonna cover that at some point somehow.
I mean, Ozzy's name is Ozzy, and Ozzy is from Australia. I mean, come on, you can't beat that.
Yeah,
Ozzy from Ozzy.
It's the best.
That's great casting, Ozzy from Ozzy. Let's go.
Yeah. They should cast Ozzy from Survivor too.
Yeah,
I'd love that.
Yeah, I want to see Ozzy hang out with Ozzy from Ozzy, just hanging out.
Yeah,
in Ozzy.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Let's go.
It'd be great
with Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes. Anything else?
No, that's it. Okay.
Okay.
Good night. I'm in Good bed, night. So I just get to roll over. And go All to right. Bed. I know you do too.
Let's go to sleep.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Night, night.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Like don't call him a shitbag. He's not a shitbag. He's a what?